اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we are again with some of our students from Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Rohullah and Fawad Haider and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. And I'm going to say hello to them, inshallah. Then we will be here with you with our next session. So, hello, Hussein Rohullah. How are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu
alaikum. Fine, sir. How are you?
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine.
How are you? Alhamdulillah. I'm good. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. So, today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be working on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah and we'll, inshallah, carry on. So, alhamdulillah, today we are going to, inshallah, practice and work on Ayah 32 and Ayah 33 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, make sure you stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. So, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad, are you ready, inshallah, to listen to these two verses of the Quran Kareem from Surah Al-Baqarah?
Yes.
Let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qalu subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Qala وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ.
Now I will be inshallah reciting the same as the previous sessions, you will be repeating. Is that okay?
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا.
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا.
إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم.
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم.
فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم.
فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم
قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض
قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض
إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون
إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah we learned about the challenge, yes? So now we will take a look at who wins the challenge, okay? When Allah Almighty asked the angels, okay, to say the names, the knowledge, okay, to present their knowledge, okay, they said that we know nothing except the things that you have taught us, okay? Comparing to the knowledge that Allah Almighty had given to Adam, the knowledge that the Adam alayhi salam had, the human being, okay? So the knowledge of the angels were nothing. So, okay, Allah Almighty had especially blessed Adam alayhi salam, the human being, okay, with knowledge, divine knowledge. So the angel, when Allah Almighty asked them to present their knowledge, okay, say these names, okay? The names, the things that I have given to Adam, can you say them? If you're saying that, if you're claiming that you're better than Adam, so say this. Remember that Allah Almighty had given permission to the angels to talk, to ask questions. Otherwise, they will never do anything without the command or without the permission of Allah Almighty, okay? So the angels, they say that, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكْ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكْ, okay? لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. We don't have any knowledge, okay? We don't have any knowledge. إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا, except what you have taught us. So we don't know these things that Adam know. It means we don't have that knowledge, okay?
Yes.
They said that, immaculate are you, or Subhana, glory to you, okay? We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the all-knowing. You are the all-wise. So look, the angels admit that Allah Almighty has the all knowledge and Allah Almighty knows Adam is better than angels. Because he created them. He created him better than angels.
Yes.
So Allah Almighty has not created the, for example, whatever on earth or whatever in the skies for the angels. Rather, هو الذي خلق لكم. Allah Almighty created for us, for the human beings. Yes, Fawad is so much happy that, oh, Allah Almighty has created everything for me. But you have to be very much careful, okay? There is a reason behind this, that we have to get closer to Allah Almighty himself. Perfection, okay? That is the reason behind. So, then, قَالَ, in the next ayah, قَالَ يَا أَدَمْ. Now, Allah Almighty asks Adam alayhi salam that, oh, Adam alayhi salam, okay? And بِأُولِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ, you say these things that I have given you, okay? Say them to the angels. Let them know that you are better than them, okay? So, فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ, when the Adam alayhi salam, okay, informed them of their names, the names of the things that Allah Almighty had given the knowledge to Adam alayhi salam, okay? بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ, the angels accepted this, okay? They understood that, yes, Adam alayhi salam is better than us, okay? Then Allah Almighty said that, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, Allah Almighty said that, didn't I tell you that I indeed have the knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth? Allah Almighty says that, didn't I tell you that I know everything, okay? I know who is better. I know who has the knowledge. I know who does not have the knowledge, okay? Then, وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ, and I know whatever you disclose, it means you do, like in public, for example. Whatever you do, not hiddenly, okay? And whatever you do hiddenly. So Allah Almighty knows everything. So who won the challenge? Who won the challenge? Fawad won the challenge. So human being, of course, okay?
Yes.
Won the challenge. So our superiority, again, I tell you, is and the divine soul that Allah Almighty has given. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. And also what? The knowledge that Allah Almighty has given, okay?
So having more knowledge is equal to having more sawab.
Yeah, of course it is. But it depends on what knowledge.
Like the more good knowledge you have, the more sawab you have.
If you have a knowledge that kills humanity, instead of reward, you will have punishment.
And
The knowledge should be the knowledge that helps you go to perfection, get to perfection. That's that knowledge. So inshallah, in the coming session, we will be talking more about this, okay? About the story of Adam alayhi salam and the angels, the prostration.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now Fawad Haider قالوا سبحانك سبحانك. The first rule is the letter ba, which has like the قلقلة rule, right? سبحانك قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا. This has a kind of you admit, okay, the angels admit that they have no knowledge. Look, how do I recite? قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. One of the key points in recitation is to remember or to take a look at the meaning of the ayah, at the interpretation of the ayah. So if you understand this well, you will understand how to recite. If you know this, you will understand how to recite, for example, okay? قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. This ayah doesn't have any special rule because we know all of them, okay? So let's go to the next ayah. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئُهُمْ أَنْبِئُهُمْ. Again, that, what rule?
إقلاق.
إقلاق, it's easy. أَنْبِئُهُمْ بِأَسْ أَنْبِئُهُمْ. This is a new rule, okay, that we have not practiced. أَنْبِئُهُمْ ميم ساكين plus با. When ميم ساكين plus با, we have, what rule is applied on ميم? إخفاء. Yes, ميم ساكين plus با, we have the rule إخفاء. أنبئهم بأسمائهم أسمائهم that واجب متصل مات فلما أنبأهم again أنبأهم إقلاب هم ميم ساكن plus با again إخفاء فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدونها. The rule قلقلة is applied here as well. تبدون. If we are skipping, okay, the words in this ayah because we have practiced them a lot, okay, so we don't need to make time practicing them because they are easy. وما كنتم تكتمون. كنتم نون ساكن plus تا. Hussein.
نون ساكن plus تا is
The rule
is har.
Ikhfa. Superb. Ikhfa. Fawad helped you. Give thanks to Fawad. So, kuntum taktumun ikhfa. So, before we end the session, do you want to listen to these verses again?
Yes.
Okay.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qalu subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we practiced these two verses. And inshallah, I hope you refer to the Tafasir book. Again, I'm saying this. And also, practice the Tajweed rules. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters who are listening to us. Hussein, Hassan, and Fawad. See you inshallah in the next session. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International School. See you inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان